You're listening to The Baker Boys, Episode 2. Les, Training Camp to England, 1916 to 1917. This project is sponsored by the Milperinka Heritage and Tourism Association and made possible by the generosity of the family of Les Baker, formerly of Milperinka and Vildarpa Station. The letters were transcribed by Sandra Baker. Adelaide, 23rd January 1916.
Dear Mother, I arrived here safely on Friday morning. A big crowd met us at the railway station. There was a band there and everything. They gave us a great reception. The old Sergeant Major lined us up and we had our photo taken. I will send you one up. Then we marched round the streets.
There was a terrible crowd there watching us march past. The balconies and footpaths were full of people. They were cheering and clapping like the devil. I was glad to get into the recruiting office to get out of the row. Then we marched down into the exhibition camp. I put in for 48 hours leave. I will go back into camp and 2:30 tomorrow. They gave us a great send-off in the hill, gave us all 3 packets of cigarettes, a tin of tobacco and a plug. One old lady came round and gave us all a newspaper. You get meal tickets given to you at the recruiting office in the hill to get a feed along the line. Kilpatrick is in the exhibition. We have been knocking about together. We are going to get a boat and go out on the river directly. I think that we will go out to Henley this afternoon. I seen Mrs. Clune yesterday, and also seen Mr. Smith. It is pretty hot here. I think this is all the news. So with best love, hoping you are all well, I remain your loving son, Les. Tell Jack that Kill's address is the same as mine, Mrs. W.W., Wells, 122A, Henley Street, Adelaide.
Adelaide, 30th January 1916.
Dear Mother, I am still in the exhibition camp, but I think we will shift out to Morfordville Tuesday. I have been inoculated. They inject the stuff with a needle just about the heart. A lot of fellows went out after it. One chap fell against the tree and smashed his nose. He is in hospital yet. We have to get our teeth done, and I have an issue of 1 pair of blue woolen socks, a white hat, and a felt military hat. Overcoat, a balaclava cap. But it is a very good one. We get plenty of good tucker in camp and don't have too much to do. It is a real good healthy life. 20 of us went up to the cheer hut yesterday. We dug trenches and put up barbed wire entanglements. We made a firing trench line about 6 feet deep. Then we erected sandbags in front with loopholes to fire through and support a trench at the back, with communication trenches zigzagging through it. We put in a place for the cooks, with room for 2 Dixies, a hospital at the end of the rear. The idea of the trenches and that are for the Egyptian arrival. Remember me to all the girls. I think this is all the news, so with love to all, I remain your loving son, Les.
Adelaide, 6th February 1916.
Dear Mother, I received your letter and was pleased to hear from you. We have been having a pretty good time. It is a great life. The exercises and drill you get is splendid. I got a transfer from B Company to A Company. Kill is in A Company. I think I will be going out to Morfordville on Monday. We should have had a shift last week but could not get away. I got 1/2 day off on Monday to go to the Egyptian fair. It was very good. I seen Mrs. Smith the other day. I have not seen Mrs. Clare about lately. I think she must be home. Did Jim O'Connor go down to enlist? I did not get the first letter you wrote until yesterday. I got the other one on Thursday night. I was on town picket and went into Wells as we were marching past. I think we get our full uniform on Monday. We only get 1 night off a week now. Only 20% of the men are let off at a time. Of course, we get our week and weekend leave off just the same. I had a double dose of inoculation and vaccination on Tuesday. There was 500 of us, done in the afternoon. We were dropping all over the place as we came out of the door. One young fellow was inoculated the same time as I had my first dose, is not expected to live. He came out, fell, and smashed his face against a tree, and they think lockjaw will set in.
On Wednesday, they lined me up and wanted me to have 8 teeth pulled out, but I would not stand them. I told them I would get them done privately. I think this is all the news, so hoping you are all well. With love to all, I remain your loving son, Les.
Mitcham Camp, Adelaide, 17th February 1916.
Dear Mother, I received your last letter and was very pleased to hear from you. I suppose you were surprised when you did not receive a letter from me today. I was on guard duty from 10 o'clock Saturday night until 10 Sunday night. You don't get much time to write at night since they started these night parades. We have just come in from firefighting. You have read about the fires in the hills around Mount Lofty and Belair. There was 2,000 of us out in the hills today putting out the fires. About 1,500 of us marched down to Brighton last night and went for a swim. It was about 12 o'clock when we got back. We are supposed to sail early next month, but I don't think we will. I will know better by Sunday when I write again. If we are, I will soon be up that way again. Kilpatrick is in the new battalion. He will not be going till June. We did not go to Morfettville as we expected. Old Major General McKay inspected us, and we were sent straight out here. A fellow got a nasty wound in the forehead here yesterday with a bomb. He was fooling around with it, and it burst. I will write a long letter on Sunday. I am quite well, hoping you are all the same. With love to all, I remain your loving son, Les. Tell Jack that I seen Hannah and George Bennett. Has Girlie got any socks ready yet? Les.
Adelaide, 20th February, 1916.
Dear Mother, I received your letter and was very pleased to hear from you. We are going to sail on 9th March, so I will not have very long here now. I am going to put in an application for long leave next week. There is some talk about them picking the smartest men out of the 16th Battalion and transferring them to the new battalion. So, if I am transferred, I will let you know as soon as possible. They did not give us our uniforms when they promised, but we will get them and our full equipment on Tuesday. I seen Harold Jackson this morning at Grant's Coffee Palace. I have not seen the Monaghans yet. If I am transferred to the new bat, I will not be going till June. If they do not transfer me next week, I'm going to try to get into the 14th or 16th bat. If I do, I will be with Ross and Kelty in Egypt. I was on town picket last night. I will send you up some money as soon as I can. There is some talk of them making us pay our own fare when we are on long leave. So if we are going to sail on the 9th, I would like to get up there again before we go. We have a real good lot of officers. They will be going away with us. We were on duty until 11:15 last night, but I am off now till 9:25 Monday. I picked up a few old mates while I was in the exhibition, but we all got split up when we went to Mitcham. I was telling you about the fires in the hills. Well, there was a big bush fire on each side of the camp. Mitcham lay right in between. There are supposed to be a German cruise just off the coast, and they think these fires were started by Germans to show the positions of the camp. We were expecting to be bombarded. Nearly all of us had to sleep in our clothes with rifles and fixed bayonets alongside of us, and 25 rounds of ammunition each. There has been trouble at a place called Harndorf, or some name like that. 600 light horse were sent up there. There must have been something in it when the commandant sent 2,000 of us out to put the fires out. I am having a good time and am quite well. I wish you could all come down here for a while. If the chaps up there knew what a great thing this is, they would not think twice about enlisting. The only thing I am sorry for is that I did not get away with Ross and Keelty. But I will stand a good chance of being with them before they get to the firing line. The war news seems to be better now. We never talk about the war in camp. You hardly hear war mentioned. I was always wishing for the war to end before I joined, but now the other way round about. I don't care if it never ends. Kill and I are going for a walk down to the Botanical Gardens directly. Is Dad still working for Taylor? How is Auntie? Tell Mel I will write to her tomorrow. It has been pretty hot down here, but we have a cool change this last day or two. I will get my photo taken next week. How is Jack getting on? Tell him to write to tell me all the news. I will get the latest patriotic song before I come up. I have that photo that was taken of us at the railway station. I have not seen Mrs. Smith lately. I'm going round to see her sometime next week. Remember me to all the girls. Is Rosie still staying there? Well, I think this is all the news. So with best love, hoping you are all well. I remain your loving son, Les. You can address the next letter to Private L.J. Baker, 16th Battalion AIF, Mitcham Camp. Les.
Adelaide, February 27th, 1916.
Dear Nell, I received your letter and was very pleased to hear from you. I thought we would be going away on the 9th of March, but we are not going now. I am applying for a transfer into the signalers. If I get into them, I will not be able to get away for a long time, but I will take on a lot of things that will be useful to me when the war is over if I come back. I will have my photo taken sometime last week. I will be a pretty looking kid in the uniform. I saw Rhodey yesterday. He was looking a bit sick on it after the inoculation. I will write you a longer letter next time. If I get into the signalers, I will be able to tell you all about it. With best love, Frank Mack is in camp. I remain your loving brother, Les. Tell Auntie I will write to her next week.
Adelaide, 27th of February, 1916.
Dear Mother, I received your letter and was very pleased to hear from you. I was sorry to hear of poor old Mrs. Smith's death. I think Mrs. Bonnet is very foolish not to let Ted go if he wants to. I believe Jim O'Connor has not enlisted yet. He must have cold feet. Hannah and Bennett are in Mitcham. I don't think we will be going on the 9th now. There was some mistake in the orders. We were on musketry all last week. It was all right. We used to get into a trench, fire around rapid fire, then out of the trench and go for our lives, and flop down on hard ground and stones and pour in another pretty heavy fire. Then up and go for our lives into the next trench. Tumble down into it the quickest way. Most of the chaps are very poor shots. They reckon your life depends on your getting up and down smoothly and on your shooting. One fellow flopped down on a stone and cut his knee, then he stood up and started rubbing it. The sergeant major who was instructing us said, "What the hell are you doing, man? Are you lousy?" I seen Rhodey yesterday. I did not put in for a transfer in the 16th BAP yet. I am applying for a transfer into the signalling corps. You learn all the Morse code, the use of the telegraph instrument, heliographic signalling, and a lot of other things that may be useful after the war. If you pass your examination after a month at the school, you have a good chance of getting in as a divisional signaller. Well, I think that is all the news, so with best love, I remain your loving son, Les. Tell Jack that Kill will write next week.
Adelaide, 27 August, 1916.
Dear Mother, I arrived here safely and had a good trip down. I was disappointed at not getting away Thursday, although I half expected it. I received your wire. I am sending you up some photographs, one of us with our flag in Rundle Street, and one of us leaving Mitcham Station in the train for the outer harbour. I went down as a standby but did not know if I was going or not until 6 o'clock. I hope you got the music all right. It rained here pretty heavy last night, and it looks very much like rain this afternoon. I might be up again before I go. I will get those glasses for Dad next week. I have another pair of boots. I will send them up to him. The old lorry started to go bung just as we were getting near Sandy Creek. There's not much news to tell, so I will say ta-ta, your loving son, Les. The old lorry started to go bung just as we were getting near Sandy Creek. There's not much news to tell, so I will say ta-ta, your loving son, Les.
Mitcham Camp, 7th September 1916.
Dear Mother, I received your letter and was very pleased to hear Jack has a good shearing shed run. I will get those photo and Dad's glasses sent up. I was pleased to hear Lil liked pool for the shore. I think we will be going on the 21st, but not quite sure yet. I am going to see if they will do my teeth tomorrow. I fixed up my allotment today. You will be able to get it as soon as it's due after I sail. Don't forget to shake them up if they keep you waiting for it. I don't think I will be able to get up home again before I go. I was pleased to see Ross's letter. Would you get me Ted Bonnet's address? We have been on bayonet fighting this last 2 days and have 2 more days to put in on it next week. We are going out on the horses down to the bay tomorrow to give them a swim in the sea. Well, Mum, I feel a bit tired after the bayonet fighting all day, so I will say good night. With love to all at home, your loving son, Les. Give my love to Auntie, I will write to her on Sunday. Tell Girlie to write, and also John.
Adelaide, 11th September 1916.
Dear Mother, I received your letter and was very pleased to hear from you. Cheltenham is on the port line, just between the city and Alberton. Pleased to hear Ross as well. I was pleased to hear that Jack got across all right. I hope Dad got the glasses all right. You see the cold-footed mob rolling up and reporting here. They don't like it either. That is only a tale about that boat that Connors sailed in going down. Mrs. Wells had a letter from both Johnson and Connors. They were both quite well. They might be in England now. Some of them have nothing else to do but spread yarns about. I suppose Mrs. Connors would be worrying. I hope the girls will soon be better. I think I will be home for Christmas. Well, Mum, I am quite well. Hoping you will all be the same. Your loving son, Les. We'll be back in Mitcham next week.
Mitcham Camp, 5th December 1916.
Dear Mother, I arrived here safely this morning and had fairly good trip down. I saw Lizzie at Igina. We are not going to sail until the 16th now, or we might not go until after Christmas. I have to go up before the blooming camp commandant in the morning. All that last lot off to the school, the one I was in, I reduced to the ranks. I am a common private now, but I don't care, so long as they don't clink a fellow. I came down in the train with Bill Larkins and Chicken 00 Clark. He said John was going over to see me, but of course he didn't get a chance. Well, Mum, I will let you know how I get on next time I write. I am just going over to wire now, so I will say ta-ta. With love to all, your loving son, Les.
Adelaide, 12th December 1916.
Dear Mother, I received your letter and was pleased to hear from you. I also got John's letter and the socks. I will be pretty well off for socks now. A chap gave me 4 pair today. One was a good pair and the others were issue, but I will wear them and a few odd pairs I've got. I will have about 7 odd pairs when I lob in England. I was pleased to hear that John got home all right. We have to march through the city on Friday. We get off Thursday afternoon to do anything we want on the boat. There is some talk about us not going till after Christmas, but as far as we know, we are going Saturday. We ought to know for a certainty tomorrow. I will wire as soon as I find out, but you will have my wire before this letter. I've got my number but have forgotten it, but we'll let you know what it is when I wire. We will most likely call in at the West. Well, Mum, I'm going to keep an account of everything that happens on the voyage over and send it back, so it ought to be a good long letter for once. Well, Mum, I will say ta-ta. With love to all, Les.
December 14th, 1916.
Dear Mother, I just received your wire and was very pleased to get it. I am sending Girlie that brooch I promised her so long for a birthday present. It's a bit late, but better later than never. I wired this afternoon that we sail on Saturday, for a certainty. We are on our last leave this afternoon. We have to march through the city tomorrow and then go to the exhibition and give a military display. Then we have to march back to Mitcham about 12 o'clock midnight. Then we have to get up at 4 and prepare for embarkation. So, we are having a bad time for our last day. Well, Mum, I will say ta-ta, hoping to be with you all again soon and wishing you all a Merry Christmas. Your loving son, Les. My number is 7099.
16th of December, 1916.
I'm just going to write to Ross. When you are writing, tell him I'm going to put on to get with him as soon as I lob in England, and tell him to put in a claim and do all he can. We are just getting ready to embark. I left that brock with Mrs. Wells to send to Girlie. I hope she gets it all right. Well, I will say goodbye. With love to all, hoping to see you all again before too long. Your loving son, Les.
At Sea, 19 December 1916.
Dear Mother, I received your wire before I left and was very pleased to get it. We are having a good time on board, plenty of games and a piano. We have a concert or a sing-song every night. The food is better than we used to get in camp. There is a canteen on board. You can get nearly all extra that we want from it. We are having a splendid trip. The weather is beautiful and the seas are calm as a mill pond. The two Larkins and Billy Goodeye are on board. I can't tell you anything about where we are likely to call. I suppose you got that wire all right. The first thing of interest to us were the porpoises. They get about in the water all right. We have a flock of albatrosses following the boat today. Our letters are censored, so I cannot tell you much news. I am quite well and enjoying the trip. So I will say ta-ta, hoping you are all well and wishing you a Merry Christmas. Your loving son, Les. Address number 799 Private. Leslie James Baker, 23rd 10th 3rd Brigade, AIF Abroad.
Fremantle, 23rd December 1916.
Dear Day-Day, I got off yesterday. They took us for a route march to Claremont, but I nicked off at Cottesloe and caught a train to Perth. I had a good time there. Went all over it. I got back on the boat about 11 o'clock last night. They had everyone else's name taken, but I got on without any trouble. I just walked past the guards. I said, "It's all right, lads." They thought I was a blooming officer and let me through. Perth is not a bad place, but the streets are very narrow. A lot of chaps nicked off and got drunk and the clink on the boat is full. There was a half-caste here, chased two of the sergeants with a knife. They ran for their lives. One fellow jumped overboard. There was a regular circus all round. They would not give us leave. The fellows would have behaved a lot better if they had. The Swan is a Bonza River. Cottesloe is the chief watering place here. Fremantle is not much of a place. The Western Australians are just starting to come aboard now. We sail again today. Well, Day-Day, I will write again from Durban. We are calling there and will probably be there a couple of days. I'm just going to throw this letter to someone on the wharf to post. So, with best love to all at home, wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Your loving brother, Les.
January 4th, 1917.
Dear Mother, I am just curled up in the shade of the drum. The anchor chain is wound on. I have been out in the sun, but my feet are sunburned and too sore to stand it any longer. I had a good time in Perth. We get the war news through now and again on the wireless. We are having a splendid trip. It was a bit rough the night before last, but it is Bonza again now. We had a very quiet old Christmas and New Year. The YMCA gave us a piece of cake and a packet of cigarettes and some nuts for Christmas, and a piece of cake, packet of cigarettes and lollies for New Year. I was on guard on New Year's Eve and saw the old year out and the new year in on guard. I had just settled down up on the forward deck to write and have had to get down off it. Just not going down on our troop deck and then want us all to shift again. The only place you can get any peace is on the well deck, and you get splashed there every few minutes with spray. We only have 1 hour's drill a day, but you don't get any peace from the time you get up until you go to bed. I never bother to rig my hammock. I sleep on the floor. First, I get rolled out of bed on one side. Then the ship will roll the other way, and I will log back in bed again. I used to scramble back, but I won't worry now. It only means wasting a few seconds, and you are rolled back. I got an extra day's guard to do for nicking off at Fremantle, but it was worth it. Perth has very narrow streets, and the trams look as though they have never been painted since year one. They don't charge soldiers anything for riding the trams there. We are a long way from dear old Australia now. We expect to land in that other place I mentioned on Sunday 7th. We will get off there, I think. We have seen some flying fish and a few sharks since we left the west. Billy Goodeye is on this boat. I hope you are getting that allotment all right. Did Girly get that brooch I left with Mrs. Wells to send up? Well, I have not much news to tell, so we'll say tap-ta. Your loving son, Les.
4th January 1917.
Dear Jack, I received your letter before I left and was very pleased to hear from you. I was sorry you could not get home. I would have liked to see you before I left. I seen Chika and that mob at Bankanya. They went down to Adelaide the same night as I did. I don't know Bert in the school. We have been having a good time over. Although it was a deadly old Christmas and New Year, it gets very monotonous on the boat. See nothing but water day after day. I bet it was a lovely scrap between Mac and old Bart. I was pleased to hear you won the gold watch. We don't have much to do on the boat. About an hour's drill every day except when we strike guard. The main guard is pretty rotten. 2 hours on and four off. But the submarine guard is all right. You only have 1 hour and a quarter on and four off. We've seen plenty of porpoises and flying fish and have seen a couple of sharks. We will see a bit of land in a day or two. I will be jolly glad to see it too, I can tell you. We had a bit of fun yesterday. The sea was a bit rough and the spray used to dash up and give some of us a dunking. See nothing but water day after day. I am feeling splendid. Jack Larkins was feeding the fish yesterday morning. I would give a quid for a good drink of tea. The tea we get is awful. I always drink water. The next place we land at, I'm going to get about 100 gallons of good tea into me, to make up. The food is not as good as it was at first, but I suppose it is as good as we can expect under the circumstances. Well, John, I will say ta-ta, hoping you are all well at home. With love to all, your loving brother, Les. P.S. Burn these letters, as soon as you read them, on account of infectious disease.
Hopetown, January 15, 1917.
Dear Day, we are on submarine guard today. I am sitting on the hatchway, looking at the city with the mountains rising straight behind it. Just a little strip of water between us and the city. It makes one feel like jumping over and swimming into the shore. It is great to get off the boat for a few hours to stretch our legs. We are off here for half a day and had a good look round. I got a good supply of butterscotch while I was ashore, but I have been making welter of it and only have one tin left. I gave my mate 4 pennies to go up to the canteen for a bag of biscuits. He brought back the wrong sort, and I have just been using a bit of language more forcible than polite. It does not get dark here until about 9 o'clock. The town is built round the seashore. It is jammed in between the hills and the sea. The highest mountain is 4,000 feet. We had great fun in Durban with the rickshaws. They have a lovely town hall in Durban. It is a splendid building. We published a paper coming over, a souvenir of the voyage. I had posted one. I hope you get it all right. It has been jolly warm here today, but it is cooling off now. I think we will be getting a move on again soon. Well, Dade, the mail closes directly, so I will say ta-ta. We sail again tomorrow, 16th. With love to all, your loving brother, Les.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in to episode 3, featuring Ross Baker in Egypt and France, 1916.